Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 460 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Wendy. But before we get to Wendy's question, I do want to thank you for listening, because you're awesome, but also today's sponsor, which is AWeber. AWeber is the very first email service provider that I used, and it helped me build an email list of over 120,000. And the reason I love AWeber is because it is so easy to use. It has the number one customer service that I've found through any of the email service providers that are currently out there. And it's the most popular one, so it connects with a lot of third-party companies and software and products that allow you to build your list even faster. And I recommend you check it out, especially if you're just starting out. Super easy to use. If you go to aweber.com/askpat, you can check it out and try it out for 30 days for free. 30-day free trial, again, at aweber.com/askpat. All right, here's today's question from Wendy.
Hi, Pat. This is Wendy from Creation Diva, and I just have a quick question. So I've been making the move to work for myself again, and I'm just curious, how do you divide out your time between learning and working? Do you limit it to a certain day of the week, or do you just fit it in when you have time? I'm trying to find a good balance for keeping abreast of new ideas and learning about new people, but also focusing on getting things done. I was definitely in learning mode until a few weeks ago, but now I'm way behind on all my podcasts and the articles and everything else I wanted to learn. So now I'm wondering where to meet in the middle. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Bye.
Hey, Wendy, what's up? Thank you so much for this question. I love this question because I have a great answer for you. And this answer and what I'm about to describe, which a lot of you who have heard the show before or who have heard me on Smart Passive Income, I've started to talk about this thing that has literally changed my life in terms of getting stuff done, but also learning what I need to learn in order to get that stuff done. And what this is called just-in-time learning. And I learned this strategy from Jeremy Franzen over at internetbusinessmastery.com. And this is how I figure out what to learn and when. And especially when you're working for yourself, it could be very, like you said, very difficult to draw that line, and especially because there's so much great content out there on blogs and podcasts and YouTube and so many other different channels on social media, and you do feel like you're left behind. We do suffer from FOMO, or fear of missing out, F-O-M-O. And so you'll have to battle that, and you'll just have to realize that that you will have to let some things go for now. That's the big one. You have to let some things go for now in order to make things move forward for you now. And so the just-in-time learning strategy essentially is to be conscious about what you're learning and making sure that whatever it is that you're learning, the content that you're consuming across all the different channels, make sure that it relates to that next task that you're doing. So for example, if you know that the next task you have in your business is to start with email marketing, well then anything and everything you learn at that point is going to be related to email marketing. And so you kind of zone in on just that. It's sort of like looking on the opposite ends of binoculars. You're not seeing the big picture, but you're zooming in on that one little thing that you really need to be focusing on, and everything else doesn't matter. Now, it doesn't matter right now, and that's the right now thing is really important. And so the strategy there is to, as stuff is coming in, you don't want to miss it, because yes, you don't want to miss out good stuff, but you put it aside for later. And there's a lot of different ways people do this. They use bookmarks in their browsers, but I recommend using Evernote, which you can use to file away pieces of content that come across your way that aren't relevant to what you're doing right now. This is the number one problem that people have when they're starting their online business or even working on it, no matter how long they've been doing it, is they try to do too many things at one time, and that also includes learning. And so learning and doing just whatever it is related to that next task that you have to do in your business is really the best strategy. But using Evernote, you can put these aside, this content that comes your way that isn't relevant to those current things that you're doing. You can put them aside in different folders. I have, I think, 20 or 30 different folders that I can go back to when it's time. And that's a nice thing. When it's time to learn about Pinterest and get all that information, I have a folder in my Evernote with all that great content already. And I could see exactly where I need to start when it's time to start there, but it's not right now. Right now, I'm deep in book writing and book marketing and all that sort of stuff. So that's what I'm learning about right now. That also affects who I speak to, what questions I ask, who I get to interview, or, you know, all that stuff, who I'm going to mastermind with, and all that sort of, what topics I'm going to bring up in my mastermind sessions. All of that matters to whatever my next big thing is. And that is currently this book that's coming out later this year or early next year. And so that's where I'm at now. And hopefully that makes sense to you, Wendy. Now, the big thing is just, well, okay, this makes sense kind of from a higher level point of view. But then when you really try to implement this, it's very difficult. It's very difficult to do it at first. And it's mainly difficult for people because they don't know what that next one thing they need to do is. They don't know what that next task is. So you have to literally say to yourself, this is the next thing I'm doing. And these are the things that relate to it that I'm going to learn about. Everything else, put aside for later. So that's just-in-time learning. And Wendy, I hope that makes sense for you. That's how I divide my time. Well, okay, even going further into that, well, how much do I learn versus how much do I implement, even if it's all about that one thing? Well, I learn about something and then I do it. And even within that one topic, there are a lot of different subtopics or sub-steps, for example. But then you just go in and do one step at a time, learn about that next step. The more you can break it down, the easier it's going to be for you. And it's going to take some time to figure out what that next step is. You might have a general idea, but once you figure it out, then it's going to become much easier. And you could even lay those steps out one by one beforehand so that when you do finish one, you can move on to the next and then to the next and then to the next. And that's where I would go from there. So Wendy, I hope that answers your question. I wish you the best of luck on the upcoming work that you're doing. And this was great for me to hear too, because I do have a lot of things going on. I do suffer from bright light syndrome or squirrel syndrome. You know how dogs, when they see a squirrel, they just go squirrel, squirrel, squirrel. If you've seen Up, you know what I'm talking about, the Disney movie Up. Anyway, Wendy, thank you for the question, and I hope this solves a lot of people's problems who are suffering from squirrel syndrome. Wendy, thank you once again. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Thank you very much for all the questions. I really appreciate it. This show wouldn't exist without you. I also want to thank today's sponsor, aweber.com. Again, that's aweber.com/AskPat to get a 30-day free trial of probably the most widely used email service provider out there, especially in the online business space. Not only, like I said before, because it connects and speaks to a lot of other different software and third-party products so that you can connect and build your list in different ways, from lead pages to opt-in monster and several others. But it's also great customer service, easy to use, great pricing. So go ahead and check it out. You can't beat 30 days for free, so check that out. aweber.com/askpat. And as always, I love to end with a quote. And today's quote is from Anita Campbell. She said, "You can't expect to just write and have visitors come to you. That's too passive." That's so true. You can't just write, they won't. You can't just build it and they won't come. You have to build it and get them to come. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.